Hello children, today in this session we are going to learn about pronouns. Let us learn through a passage. Varun is a good photographer. Varun works for a travel magazine. Last month, Varun was asked to photograph the wildlife of South Africa. Varun sent Shalini many photographs. Shalini liked the photographs. Now Varun will teach Shalini photography on Sundays. Shalini is looking forward to the first lesson. In the above paragraph, the words Varun and Shalini and photographs are repeated multiple times in the passage. Therefore, to avoid such repetition, we use some other words that can replace a proper noun or a common noun in a sentence. These words are called pronouns. A pronoun is used in the place of a proper and common noun to avoid unnecessary repetition of nouns in a passage. Now, let us read the same passage using the pronouns. Varun is a good photographer. He works for a travel magazine. Last month, he was asked to photograph the wildlife of South Africa. He sent Shalini many photographs. She liked them. He will teach her photography on Sundays. She is looking forward to the first lesson. In the above passage, the word he replaced Varun, she and her replaced Shalini, and then replaced photographs. Personal pronouns. Now let us see what are personal pronouns. Personal pronouns are used to replace specific objects or persons. They can change their form with respect to gender and number. They are of two types, subject pronouns and object pronouns. Subject pronouns are subject of the sentence. They are the doers of the action in a sentence. The pronoun I is used when speaking about self. Example, I am learning to speak French. The pronoun we is used when speaking about self and another person or persons. For example, Lena and I went to the park. So, Lena and I are the subject, and the subject pronoun used here will be we went to the park. The pronoun you is used when speaking to another person or persons. You are my best friend or friends. The pronoun she is used when speaking about a person of the feminine gender. For example, Pooja has a sweet voice. So, she has a sweet voice. She replaced Pooja. The pronoun he is used when speaking about a person of the masculine gender. For example, Ravi left the book on the table. He left the book on the table. The pronoun it is used when speaking about an animal or a thing. For example, the shoe is under the bed. It is under the bed. The pronoun they is used when speaking about other persons, animals or things. For example, Naveen and Ravi bought the tickets for the show. They bought the tickets for the show. As Naveen and Ravi show the plural nouns. So we used they to replace Naveen and Ravi. The dogs are in the kennel. They are in the kennel. Let us see what are object pronouns. Object pronouns are used in the place of persons or things that receive the action in a sentence. Remember children, subject pronoun is the doer of the action and object pronouns are the receiver of the action. In other words, object pronouns have something done to them. For example, I like chocolates. Kathy gave me a box of chocolates. So, Kathy gave me a box of chocolates. So who is receiving the chocolate? Me. So me is object pronoun. Mrs. Patel is our neighbor. I met her at the bus stop. Her is the object pronoun. Varun had a toothache. Mother took him to the dentist. Him is the object pronoun. I bought a watch for my brother. I packed it in a blue box. So, watch is replaced by it. The hammer and the saw are broken. I will repair them tomorrow. So, them replace the word the hammer and the saw. So, them is object pronoun. Now, let us look. What do you mean by demonstrative pronouns? What are demonstrative pronouns, children? They are used to replace singular or plural nouns that are either near or far from the speaker. Let us see the examples. The pronoun this is used for a singular noun that is near the speaker. For example, this is a wonderful shirt, said Ravi. This looks delicious, said Karan when the plate of food was placed before him. The pronoun these is used for plural nouns that are near the speaker. Examples: these are my books. The apples look very fresh. I will buy these. The pronoun that is used for singular noun that is not near the speaker. For example, do you like the story? Samir wrote that. Priya said, that is my grandfather's coat. The pronoun those is used for plural nouns that are not near the speaker. For example, those are ripe mangoes. You can eat them. Some tiles on the roof are broken. I will replace those. Now, let us look at the possessive pronouns. What are the possessive pronouns? Let us try to understand by some examples mentioned. Possessive pronouns explain who or what owns something. Possessive pronouns explain who or what owns something. So it tells us who the things belong to. Who the things belong to. So they are called possessive pronouns. For example, Karan, did you enjoy your vacation in Australia? I enjoyed mine. So mine is possessive pronoun because mine tells the vacation he enjoyed. There are many umbrellas on the stand. I was searching for mine and Amar's. Mine and Amar's. So if we have to change this, mine and Amar's, what should we use? I was searching for ours. Okay. Then Pooja, this book does not belong to me. Is it yours? The guitar has a rich tone. Naveen said that is his. That means the guitar belongs to him. The glasses are not mine. They are hers. So hers means they belong to some girl. The blue kit bags are in the dressing room. They belong to the players. They are theirs. They are theirs. Okay. So this is the way. Today in this session we have learnt about personal pronouns, subject and object pronouns, demonstrative pronouns and possessive pronouns.